are listening to Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale, Jeremy Sanchez, and Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.
So you know the deal. It's time for Those Casual Reds with Casey Gale on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening. My name is Casey Gale.
The show every time, every single time. It's like we never fix that.
What happened?
It's never going to get fixed. Were you just talking?
Yeah, you're on the show complaining.
Yeah, because we can't hear you.
You can't hear me now?
We can hear you now.
Tonight's show is a therapy session brought to you by the good people at Beloit, Malugi, and Shack Gideon, one of the finest personal injury law firms in Southern California. You can call them at 747-444-4444. They will be sponsoring tonight's therapy session. This is for all Reds, foreign and domestic. This is a tough time for the Manchester United support group. We are navigating through these troubling waves. Someone might slip and fall because they're distracted by the club's poor results, and you might slip in like Nordstrom's on some type of liquid substance. You can call the people at BMS. They'll be glad to sue Nordstrom's, Macy's, things like that. You could be walking your dog and trip over a broken, I don't know, water meter. The people at Boran Malukin will love to help you get through this situation. So you can call them at 747-444-4444. Now we will begin Those Casual Reds show. This is the suffering. We are in the midst of suffering. Please don't be abusive to your family. Drugs, we don't. We don't recommend unless it's legal. Alcohol's fine. Just have a good time. We're going to get you through this. Tonight's panel I have with me, Sean out of Pittsburgh. Hi, Sean. Say hello to the folks.
Hey.
I have Ronaldo out of the South, Atlanta. How are you doing?
Holding on.
Keep okay. Once again, we have the man. We have the man, Mikey, who is part of the Atlanta group. We call him the Big General, the leading oracle. How are you doing, Mikey?
I'm good, man. Just know, just because we pay a price here in the United States, don't mean you need to pay that price in England. Stand up.
And I know what he's speaking about. It's very reflective. People feel that if you want to get better, you need to pay. That's not necessarily true. We have Logan, also representing Southern California, our resident baller. Logan, how are you doing today?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Hello, gentlemen. I'm the one them called Casey, a.k.a. Face. I just want to say one thing. The world is crazy. I left my yard at 6 p.m. to come to this beautiful studio. It took me 30 minutes to go 3 miles. 30 Ross Bumba Peace minutes to go 3 miles. And then my team is shit. So, hi, guys. It's a lot to talk about, you know. Of course, we lost to Brighton. Not too surprising, because Brighton has been better than us for years, for the last 2 years. So it's not too surprising. They've been a better-ran club for the last few years and a better coach club for the last few years. And they obviously have a number. Well, first of all, let me start it off. I really enjoyed the tribute to Dennis Law, the final piece of the Holy Trinity. You know, our club doesn't get too many things right, but when they do their tributes, it's wonderful. He's a Ballon d'Or winner. Like I said, the last part of Holy Trinity, one of the only players who's loved on the blue side and the red side, which is crazy. And a great player. Scott? Where is he from?
Scotland.
Scotland. Thank you. Thank you, Mikey. So, Dennis Law, you know, give him a shout out. The King of the Stratford Inn, I believe it's called. So I enjoyed that. It's always good to see those things, you know, the bagpipes and all that. And I'm going to get one of those kilts, them Scottish things, and just be at the club. You know what I'm saying?
I have
just,
one.
Do you really? Me and you will get one and we'll swag it out.
I got married in a kilt.
Wow, that's crazy. I would get married in one too. But anyway, guys, so like I was saying, we're 10th in the Premier League. No, that's a 10th loss in the Premier League. I didn't even know he was coming, Cheesy. What do you mean? How are we doing? We're like halfway through the show. You know what I'm saying? Okay, everybody, Cheese has joined us. I did not hear I didn't hear the reggae bus pull up, so I was Go ahead,
you
Cheese.
You didn't smell him before you seen him. You didn't smell.
Oh my God! So that's our 10th Premier League loss. We're 13th in the table. Glorious. At least we're above Tottenham. Are we still above Tottenham, Cheese? How are you feeling? First of all,
I thought we were in 15th.
Are we in 15? I'm not sure. I stopped looking. Like,
13. I'm still traumatized from Southampton game. I'm still traumatized from that game.
That's good, because I started the show. It was a very therapeutic session. If anyone could read the comments, please read them from me, because you guys know I have CTE. I started off saying that the Brighton thing wasn't too surprising, because they've been better than this for the last six matches?
Seasons?
Yeah.
So it's like, yeah, they twat us every time.
I figured if Southampton could have almost beaten us, Brighton's going to clot us. So they went the way, basically. I mean, we don't want to see the team lose, but it wasn't too shocking.
No, not at all.
I've actually got comfortable at my yard. I got banned from the pub because I guess I was the bad juju pundit's team.
Well, that theory popped. No,
I was at the crib eating callaloo, some sawfish, dumpling. It was good vibes. Living, but anyway, guys, let's talk about the game. I want to get reactions from Logan and Ronaldo and Cheesy. And then we'll get into Mikey and Sean. Good show yesterday, by the way, you guys.
Good stuff.
What did I say? Did I do a pause? You know what? I don't care if I pause things. You know what? Because gal love me. So anyway, go ahead, Logan. Give me your piece on the game. And I know you have a lot to say.
We're missing two wing backs and a striker. I think that's very obvious. You know what? Bring in a 33-year-old striker for all I care. Just someone that can score goals and knows where to be.
You know, I don't want to cut you off. I mentioned Danny Welbeck, and everybody here wanted to shoot me.
Not that one.
Okay, go ahead, Logan.
Outside of that, next time we play, when we play Thursday, it's against Rangers, so maybe different. Count how many times our players take 3, 4, 5 touches. It's insane. Like, I watched the Bayern Leverkusen Atletico Madrid game today.
Don't do that to yourself.
Those teams would destroy us. They just play so much quicker than we do. And I get it. Like, you got to walk before you can run. But we are just so slow. And we just don't have any ideas, it seems like, half the time.
Yep.
That's my biggest frustration. We just seem so slow. And then on the defense, I say it all the time. It's like, that's too easy. It's too easy. Just, those are the kind of the two main gripes. One defense, one offense.
And, you know, great points. The thing is, I saw someone, Sean and I saw a comment a couple of days ago where a supporter in the LA group was tracing Amarin and said, he's the problem. Get him out of here. I'm tired of this shit. And I was like, what is it, glue or bad milk? I don't know what you're doing.
Listen, that's a lot louder than it was when you first seen it. Now your grumblings are starting because you can't. He has to start winning. It's okay to stick to your guns. It's okay to want to build something, but it's gonna be more of that, and it's already starting now.
Can't fix stupid.
No, you're right. No, you're actually right. And the thing is, though, at this pace, if this was going to go on, we're not going to get anything accomplished. But anyway, nope. Sean had some great comments on that. But my thing with the piggyback off Logan. Is piggyback? Yeah. Is Posse?
No.
Okay.
No.
The piggyback off Logan, Amarin said in the presser, he said, that first goal, we worked on that all week. That tactic, that attack that they're going to do, and they allowed it to happen for the first goal. And I think that's part of the whole bust up in the locker room.
Yeah,
anyway, Cheese, give me your thoughts on the match.
I want to talk about the bust up. Like,
how are we gonna get players?
We're gonna get to that.
You trust
the locker room.
Trust. We're gonna get to that.
Game wise, before we even get to Amarin, forget him. Every coach before him, what does it take to get these guys to just want to play football? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just like he could throw all the taxes he wants at them, but it's like how he can't teach them about desire and mm-hmm. heart.
Mm-hmm.
And that, like, that's my issue right now. It's like that's not his problem.
Uh-huh.
It's like he came with a plan, he came in with taxes, but it's like I can't put heart and drive and desire in this group. I used to cuss Ten Hag about that, right? Not being able to get a reaction out of his players. It's like, I feel sorry for Amarin, and I want to apologize to Ten Hag. He definitely lost the plot, but, like, it's really sinking in with what he's dealing with. And Amarin's comments before Southampton game saying, we're going to find out exactly who this team is. Like, that shit hitting home hard right now. That shit is hitting home hard. Right. I don't even know what part of the storm we're still in. The end part, the beginning, the middle, I don't know, but...
No, we're there
we in a storm, and this team is shite, bro.
It's a bad seed. Let me get some of these comments in before we're going. Beto says, preach, Mikey. Beto says, surprising if that Casey we beat and draw against Arsenal, Liverpool, and City, and then get smashed by Hampton. That was shocking. He said not what's that, Rob? See what I'm saying? Y'all have to meet this. And then Brian says that dude always has a piss take. I must be talking about somebody in the LA group. But anyway, Ronaldo, let's get to you.
It was a bad day. In the Oracle, I said 1-1, knowing damn well we're gonna lose on Sunday. I just didn't wanna pick a loss. I just wanted to pick it. Because, you know, Brighton's that team. We have so many teams that are beating us regularly now.
Right? Regularly.
Brighton, Bournemouth.
Why are we struggling against Bournemouth? Like, what's that all about? I guess we're shite. But anyway, it was a bad day. Started off wrong from the jump because we clearly blew assignments that we trained in training all week for.
Which is crazy.
We let it happen. that's great. Onana with another stinker. Mazzarri had a bad game. Another bad game. I think part of it, he and our midfield duo of Ugarte and Manu, they are fried. They're trying. And, you know, it's either a long ball destroys the whole midfield or one pass destroys them, and, you know, we're not getting back. And they ate us up. It could have been more. We got lucky with that reverse call on the penalty. The frustrating thing was we had like some positive steps building up, and then just the shite happened. Attacks dissipated. You know, we were done. It was just terrible. So it was not a moment in the game where I thought maybe we might pull it off. Even when we scored the penalty, you know, Captain Bruno put it away, no doubt. The second half, they were just like white on rice, man, all over us. Another bad day. And, you know, we get news of the bust up now. This is confirming that these guys, they got shit for brains and probably no heart. And Ruben flipped, rightfully so. Enough is enough. So we're going to sack another guy? We're going to sack another manager? Is that where it comes to?
Before we get to the bust up, I'm sorry. Before we get to the bust up, are you guys... I feel crazy because I was talking about this Rasmus Ute, like
20 goals a season.
Yes,
striker.
Brother. And I just feel like a straight waste man, too. And it's like, it's to the point where it's like, I feel like whoever, Sharma switches to you, and this is relating to the game, what I've seen lately. I feel like whoever did that deal needs to be fired.
One of them's gone already.
I mean, his positioning is bad. His instead of doing these patty cake things, he doesn't give himself like push and give yourself space and receive a pass. But he doing patty cake with dudes. Like, he's just doing this type thing. Boy, put one arm, you're a big, strong youth. Is this surprising how much dropped off you've seen with him, Sean? With Rasmus?
With Rasmus?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm actually kind of shocked, to be honest with you. The problem that he has is such an easy fix, too. Kick the ball up in the air and control it for a half hour after practice. It's such an easy fix to learn how to control a ball. And the fact that you can't do it at 20 years old is telling to me. Look at this guy down here.
What's going on? Hey, cool yourself in there, brother, because you was Onana man, you know, so chill out.
Yeah, Mr. Onana.
Yeah, chill out. We all had our players.
I can admit it, though.
I'm admitting it.
It's not surprising at all to me. The man is not good. He can get goals for us still. But go ahead, Sean.
I'm not willing to give up on him just yet. He's still young. I still think Amrun can make a good striker out of him.
I'm gonna say something crazy. I don't think we should give up on Onana either.
Oh no, Onana. Yeah, but the difference is Onana's in his late. Why is Onana 27 now?
No, he's 25.
27, he's right there.
26. Onana's in his prime. That's my problem. Onana's in his prime.
Yeah, but goalie's prime is like 30.
Yeah, is it?
Hey,
yeah, like 30, 20.
So we let David De Gea go in his prime.
Sure did.
No, we let David De Gea go after he blew the FA Cup final for us and missed a penalty. And that's what we let him
you
go.
Can't blame a goalkeeper for missing a penalty, dude. It's not his job.
I mean, their goalkeeper.
It's not like he practices it, is it?
Their goalkeeper made theirs, and they wanted to get behind it.
I understand the City game. I do understand that City game.
Their goalkeeper made theirs. Their goalkeeper made theirs.
Yeah.
Okay,
real quick.
Get these comments in real quick.
Beto says, under him, a few players are playing. Ahmad, Maz, Ugarte, Xerxes. He's basically saying, like, those players are actually showing up to play for Amorim. So, like, under him, those are the players.
What are the names again?
Ahmad, yes. Mazwari, Ugarte, Zerski.
No Bruno? Bruno's not showing up?
Beto did not include Bruno. I would include Bruno on the list, but Beto did not.
Okay, that's
add
fair.
Him, but...
Beto know things.
Yeah. Cheese with nothing but the truth, but oh, wait. I mean, Ronaldo, LOL.
All right. So,
real quick, though, we might not have to worry about it if reports are true coming out in the last day that Napoli are willing to give us a big discount on Osimhen if we sell them Garnacho.
How do you guys feel about it? I didn't want to jump into that, but let's go into that real quick because I want to get into the bust up and the post-match comments. If Osimhen is part of the deal, everybody be okay with Garnacho going to Napoli?
Yeah.
Logan, what do you say? Let's get quick answers.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, that sounds good.
Need a proven striker.
All right. So... Mm-hmm. Things go on. One of the greatest post-match press conferences, not the greatest, realest, to the heart, something these players have never heard. We haven't heard this type of talk about our team ever from any manager. I think Jose Mourinho tried to say something that summer like, I cannot win with this team. That's the closest we got. But this man came out and said, we are playing like the worst Manchester United football club. And I got up.
He applauded.
I did a clap. And I said, they need to hear this. And I said, I respect it. And I want to get everybody's thoughts about his opinions. Do you guys feel like, because there's some people saying it's very negative. Cheese, what do you think?
I have zero issues with the man's comments. I'm more concerned with his players and their
fragility.
Minds. Exactly. Yeah. I was like, there's absolutely nothing wrong with what the man said. The man talked about what he's seeing week in and week out. So absolutely nothing wrong with that. But that kind of tough love stuff don't work in this day and age. So don't be spitting out the good beer, son. But yeah, that tough love stuff don't work in this day and age. So that's where my concern is. I'm not concerned about what he said. That was spot on, accurate, 100%.
Ronaldo, do you feel that he has what Cheese is saying is warranting that this team might go just into a deeper shell of straight depression and cry and don't want to play and this man hurt me feelings.
Yes. Yes, I believe it. I don't care, but I believe it. You know what I'm saying? One thing about our boy Rashi.
Oh, Jesus.
Who we can't blame right now, but I'm going to include him anyway. When Steve McClaren was on the staff and he's trying to hype him up in training, and said, "You're the man, you got to take it, this, that, and the other," you know, trying to hype him up like that. Rashford had a problem with it.
I did hear that story.
We can't even encourage you in a good way. Like, you don't want no one to talk to you. No one could talk to you. No one could advise you, you know, guide you the right way. So you guys are basically showing that you're uncoachable. You're not playing well. And sadly, because of some of the dumbass contracts we gave y'all, y'all are also unsellable. So, yeah, we're in the mud.
You know, I was being a bad host right now. And Ronaldo did a bad thing. You can include the bust up in this post-match thing because I think it's one thing. So if Mikey, go ahead and speak your truth on what happened after the match with our coach. And then this is coming from a guy who came in, says, I want to help these players. He was very positive. I don't even think he did this type of activity at
Sporting.
We don't know. But for him to come out and cuss them, basically call them waste men, mash up the whole place. Mikey, how do you feel about Amarin? And you feel like, is he at the wit's end? I think he's at his wit's end. Do you think it's negative? Just tell me your whole vibe on everything that went on with the coach, Mikey.
I'll say that I think only time will tell to see if those words mean anything.
Right.
Because this is nice. Like, it's nice to be like this. Yeah, okay.
What you mean nice?
You threw a TV down on the ground. I'm not like, oh, yeah, thank you. Somebody showing some fight. I'm sure managers of the past have been talking to these guys. I'm sure people have been angry before. Okay, so I think only time will tell if these words have permeated through these guys' skulls and they can go out and turn their fortunes around. I just think that you could scream as loud as you want. These guys are pants, and they're not good, and they're not his guys. So it don't matter how much you scream or how much shit you throw, you're going to keep throwing shit. But, brother, you're going to have to find a way to start winning games soon, because soon people will be throwing shit and breaking shit because you aren't getting the results. Now, I'm not there yet. I'm not nowhere close to that. I'm down for the ride. I think it's all cute. But will they respond? I don't know. I don't think that works for everyone. I don't think that works for every type of player. So we'll see. Time will tell.
I just want to interject real quick. I mean, he didn't lie. I mean, in the Premier League era, this is the worst of Man United. We are in the bottom half of the table after January for the first time ever. We lost 10 games. Were any of us alive or actually knowing what we were watching on TV?
Around I'm alive.
United, last time United lost 10 games. It's insane. It is what it is.
Yeah. I don't remember any time any of my sport teams lost 10 games.
Exactly. He's telling the truth, but it's like, who don't know that?
You think
they don't know their shit? You think they don't have social media and don't see it? That's what I'm saying. I'm not against what he's saying, but I'm not like, we'll see.
Anything was missing is you should have started kicking boots around.
Like Fergie?
Yep.
That's what hit the TV.
Yeah, that's probably what he did. But to be fair, if we go back and look at us, I don't know if anyone's seen Arteta in the dressing room. Has anyone seen him? He does exactly the same thing. Starts throwing things around and shit. And it's, other than this season, it's been working for him, so...
Logan,
he has good players.
He
didn't when he took over, though. That's the
and
point.
And he's been there 5 years.
He didn't when he took over. He actually had worse players.
He's had five years.
That Arsenal side when he first took over was horrendous.
I'd take Aubameyang right now.
I'll take that whole team instead of our team.
Lacazette.
I'll take Lacazette right now. But I don't know. No. That back then. Logan, your thoughts when you heard about the coach? His comments, and then today releasing that he broke up TVs and made man cry. I wonder who cried. That's got to be a wild
Bruno,
story.
Bruno.
What?
That's what Beto's saying. Bruno cries too much. That's why he didn't add him onto the
list. That's not a fact, though. Beto thinks I didn't know it.
It's in the comments, man. Bruno cries too much.
I went against Beto too many times, and then he proved me crazy. So if Beto thinks Bruno cried, but I don't know. Logan, your thoughts on when you the comments and when you heard about today with the locker room buster. Logan, have you ever heard a coach? You've played at a big school. Have you had to see a coach act like this?
I've been yelled at by many coaches, all my coaches. I feel like everyone has. Like the thing I'm disappointed is that our players aren't like getting pissed in the locker room.
Yeah,
where
that's
our
the
players
thing.
Not like throwing shit and getting mad at each other. Like,
yeah.
And the fact that it's like, oh, it's this huge deal. Like, you can't do that is ridiculous. Someone's got to show some passion. I thought it was fine. It also kind of depends if it was, you know, we don't know exactly what happened in the locker room. It could have been really targeted, really poor taste, but he's probably just a guy who's at his wit's end.
Yeah.
Like,
yep.
He's been training, and they're like, especially if you train and you're like, all right, we got to watch out for this one thing that they're going to do to us. And then you let it happen the first 4 minutes. Oh, you're going to be pissed. Like, I'm surprised it didn't happen at halftime. Coaches yell at players. I think everyone who plays knows coaches yell at you. I'll never forget, like, I was at a camp. Boston College coach said to me, when I stop yelling at you, that's when you know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
It's over. Someone's got to have some passion. I think it's totally fine. I think people just need to talk about United because, you know, it is what it is.
Yep. You know, I think about the best coaches I've ever had. They put me in my place. They let me know that my shit didn't stink. The best teams I've played on, we've had multiple in locker room fights, and those teams win. I mean, in American football, win 11 games. I mean, we had a fight on picture day. That dude tried to kill each other at picture day, and I was like, this team's gonna be good right here. Because, you know, the teams gotta police each other, and I agree with everybody on that. This team, I don't even think anyone keeps anyone accountable. I think Bruno tries in some fake ways, but it's a young team. There's no leaders. Rashford should be the guy leading this team, but he's not doing it. So
I feel that all that yelling and stuff works, and fighting and stuff works when you have quality behind it.
Yeah, and
we could fight, and you could be.
Go ahead, Mikey. You're good.
That you're gonna be better. So that's what I think. Also, is too. It's like we're gonna see if it works against Rangers, and then Fulham on weekend.
And another thing to jump on that, it only works one time. You know what I'm saying? You can't come back and bust up the locker room ever again because they're going to be like, nope. Oh, these dudes are trip, bro. Then they're going to be like, oh, ain't nobody falling for this shit.
Now you got anger issues.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I think the big difference of what Amron did this time was it was a public dressing. We've never had a coach say the things he said, and it's never been leaked that a coach showed that type of intensity in the locker room. And what we're hearing was very intense. And do anyone think that there's some undertones being driven at Ineos?
Beto thinks there's a reason why Amorim says he doesn't want to bring the youth into the current team, and that's because they have no heart, no pride, no fight. So he don't want the youth mixing
with the
bad blood.
But eventually he's going to have to save his ass.
Yeah.
And I agree with that, but eventually, he's going to have to save his ass. What did everybody think about Beto said about not bringing the youth in? I don't know. I think he needs to bring the youth
question.
In. Go ahead.
Would you – how long before
– oh, God, I like this question already.
How long before you start saying, hey, dog, you got to start winning some games, and we ain't trying to hear all that?
Well, I know this game –
because I know that you guys don't have it in you to – I always say this. I don't think – you have it in you. And when I say you, I mean me too.
Yeah.
I don't think you guys have too many more defeats
I do.
Left.
Bring
I don't
on
think
the championship.
Be happy with relegation. I've seen how you guys
all
get
the way, baby.
After games. I see how you get the moment after the game is done. Where do you think the line should stop for Ineos to be like, all right, we have to we have to do something. Something has to happen. Because they haven't done anything yet.
So you're asking us how long? Go ahead, jump in.
How many games do you have? How many games will you all, if he lost the rest of this season, would you be okay with that?
Millwall every away, game, baby. Millwall
from
away.
From here to the end of the season.
No.
I just don't want...
How many games do you have
he's
left?
He's still not the first out the door if that happens. He is still not the first out the door.
Okay.
You got to give okay, him okay. at least a summer transfer.
Yeah. Go ahead, go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
For sure.
I mean, I'd say at least until winter next winter transfer window, too, especially since we're not doing fucking shit with this transfer window, it appears.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Ineos in this window. We got 10 more days.
Well, let me say one thing. I can deal with us not getting relegated.
Not getting relegated.
Yeah, so if we finish right above relegation, you're cool with me, brother. But one thing I didn't like about this game, we went against a three-man midfield, and they outran us, and they dominated us. That can't continue to happen. He's got to come up with a tactic to help his midfielders, especially when you go against a team that's organized in an organized midfield. They'll run rings around Ugarte and Kobe, especially when they're tired. So that concerned me that we didn't fix that midfield issue. Okay, that's when I'm done. Because if it keeps doing like that, where teams like just have a three-man midfield and just dominate them, I'm gonna have a problem because that means he's becoming the dude from Tottenham, where you just have Plan A and there's no Plan B. Because now I'm hearing people say there's no Plan B. What's the Plan B? We need a Plan B, and that is starting to ring. Say that again, Sean.
Why do we need a Plan B?
Well, because this is the Premier League, brother.
It don't matter. You play his way or you're out. Simple.
I get that. But
so you're going to go up to your boss and say, oh, man, like, you're not doing a good job. We should have a different way of doing this. No, he's going to fight.
If the company's failing, I'm like, hell yeah, dude, we ain't making no money.
Yeah, but
they pay people to do that.
But that's on Ineos to take care of.
No. We're talking tactics.
Yeah, well, if Ineos doesn't buy in players, isn't that's on Ineos. That's not on him. He can't go out and use his own money to spend the money. If the company's failing, that's on Ineos. That's not on him.
I get what you say.
I think that every coach has, like, things to mitigate certain things in-game.
No, right? I get your point. I just don't want him to revert to a back four and compromise his own position because Ten Hag did it, and look what happened to Ten Hag. Ten Hag can play his own way of football, and it cost him his job.
Well, that's fair play.
Ten Hag didn't play like that at Ajax. He didn't have the same system at Ajax. So he had a compromise, and it ended up costing him his job. So if Amorim compromises his own tactics, reverts back to a back four, it's going to cost him his job.
Well, yeah, nobody said anything about a back four. We're just saying if
that's plan B, you know what I mean?
Real quick.
Okay.
Logan, let me hear your thoughts. You know,
we need wing backs with the appropriate foot.
Oh, like, so you're agreeing with Sean a little bit then?
Yeah, we got Garnacho on the left that tries to cut in with his right foot. Ahmad's playing right and he's cuts in with his left foot. What was it? Was it Southampton where it was Ahmad and Antony both on the right with their left foots?
Yep.
It's hard to feed a striker when you're both guys are going to try and cut in your left.
Yeah.
We're just not getting any width with our wing backs because they're not really wing backs.
And even when we go for a wing back, we get outbid by Napoli anyway. So what's the difference?
All right. So
I'm not saying that's not wrong. I'm just saying.
No, I get your point, Mike.
The initial question was, how long do you guys have before you start looking like, hey, all right, what's going on? Because like there's little things that can't continue to happen, like the big hole in the midfield, the big hole between defenders. Like, there's little things that can't happen now. And I understand that it's a player thing, and I'm willing to hold out and see if we're going to – I don't think we're going to get anybody in this window.
All right, let's jump into this window.
We might need a center back with some speed.
Let's jump into this window. We're there. You guys, let's go into this Ineos window. We got about what does that say? 20 minutes? 20 minutes? Am I reading that wrong?
Probably reading that wrong.
Jesus! You're probably reading that wrong. Let's get into this Ineos window, and I'm just going to tell you what the rumors were here. I'm going to put them out there. You guys just all go and do what you want to do. It's only going to be probably only get one in. Garnacho seems to be on the way out the door. Anthony's at Real Betis chilling. striker, I doubt. So, you know, as reinforcements comes to Emery, it doesn't look big. Mikey, get into it. How do you feel Ineos is handling this window? Are you thinking they're doing the best they can?
I don't think that they can get that. Like I said before, I've said in previous shows, whoever is good that you would go and get is going to want to come in for money. All right. They're not going to want to come from a good situation to a Man United team that is struggling at the moment. So they're going to want to either come for money, and Man United doesn't have money to spend like that. So a loan deal, fine. But like, if all it takes is one team like a Napoli to say, oh, well, we can offer this. And then you start looking around and being like, well, these guys don't have Champions League. This is kind of a long-term project. Like, do I want to go to Man United? And like I said in the group chat, you have to want to go to Man United at this point now, because there's really no reason for you to be there if you're not a fan of the club or don't think you could provide something to this project. Because money used to be the biggest incentive for us. No, we don't have it. So I don't see it. Well, real quick. Anytime in this transfer window, we're in advanced talks at this point. You're at advanced talks. Like, yo, we've been talking to this person. We've been tracking them for a while. Guys are in Manchester meeting. Like, we're not hearing any of that.
Day 21.
Nothing's happened here. And, like, we're 13 days away from the window closing. Not saying it can't happen, just not looking too good.
Yo, Beto just says, now I understand why Ashford wanted a coach with the same system and not Amorim.
So you wanted Southgate?
And Brian says, we're not doing anything. That's on the Facebook.
We have no money, so we're not doing anything. That's what Amorim said from jump. It was like, yo, nothing is happening in this window. So I don't know why people are like, we need to do something. We need to do this.
If we can get rid of Garnacho for 60 million, right? Say 60 million.
What? Didn't we want 75 at first?
Mm-hmm. No less than
70. Yeah, they said that they'll go down to 60. It looks like Napoli will probably go to 60. But let's not forget, what did Amorim do at Sporting when he first got to Sporting? He got rid of the deadwood and brought in younger, talented players.
Mm-hmm.
Why can't we go sign 3 or 2 young, talented players with the money we just made from Garnacho? Because we're broke, so we just scrape by FFP right now. So we're fine. So the money that we just made from Garnacho, and let's not forget, all of that money goes to the club because he's from the youth academy. Why can't we go buy 3 young players?
I don't know. We're trying
to. They have to want to come to United.
But we don't have to. Yeah, but do you think those players wanted to go to Sporting Lisbon or a player wants to go to Bournemouth? No, it's a feeder club. Those are feeder clubs. So you can go. He looks like he's good enough to go out and get 3 talented. I'm not saying superstars. And let's not forget, we have a left wing back that played against Barcelona tonight that we can go get for 16 million at a buyback.
Backs. And we're going to give another left back 40.
That's true.
So 16 million for him, and then you've got what, 50 million to go spend on 2 players.
Facts. I like what you just said.
There's no reason why we can't do it. There's no reason. And I'm not saying let's go get the top of the line, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But talented players who could do a job and have balls and respect for this club and play better than what we currently have. There's no reason why we can't do it. And let's not forget, in the summertime, we were real quick at signing players because we didn't have Dan Ashworth in charge. Not Dan Ashworth, the previous guy in charge. So we have the ability to sign players real quick now. So there's no reason why we can't do it in 2 weeks. I get your point, though, Mikey. Like, it doesn't look good because we're not in negotiations with anyone other than the left back that Napoli look like they're probably going to get now.
So outside of Alvaro, to your point, who's the guy that you go get?
It's not me. It's the scouts.
So yeah. I'm asking you, though. I can't ask the scouts. I'm asking you.
Well,
me?
I mean, that's a tough question for Sean to answer, any of us to answer, because we don't have that data. Like, these guys are getting paid money to know these players. And I know what you're trying to get at, Mikey, but I couldn't tell you. I couldn't tell you shit. I mean, like, this dude, we just signed him for 40, this left back. I was like, why are we going to spend 40 on this left back when we can get Alvaro Fernandez for 16?
Mikey, Beto says,
Uh-oh, Beto knows.
Preach on, and if Beto wants to get Alvaro Vlahovic from Juventus, and he wants to bring Sabitzer back. He says, I miss Sabitzer.
Ooh, posse. No, I'm joking.
Alvaro, you need a deal for Vlahovic. He's a he's a decent striker.
And Juventus ain't going to...
Yeah, but we could get him on loan from Juve, though.
Yeah, I don't know. Juve seems hard to deal with.
They want him gone. Yeah, no, I agree with you, but they do want him gone. And he isn't going to play at Juve. They've already said you're going to sit on the bench, so I think he'll be more than willing to go. Just to get out.
I just don't see why you come to Man United.
Well, let's not forget,
you
right?
go to Chelsea. Yeah. They'll probably have Champions League football next year.
Isn't there some man we can get from Chelsea?
And they'll pay a nice wage.
Yeah.
He's going to be free.
Yeah, but is he going to play there, though? That's the problem.
Chelsea still has three teams, so.
Yeah. They sure do. Boy, that, you know what?
They want more of our team, too.
Chelsea is a mad thing, boy. They they move like bosses. Like, we do what we want to do. They're like Barcelona. We do what we want to do.
Just setting the standard for what football is going to look like in the next.
I'm telling you, people.
From now on.
Everybody. Ronaldo, I see you. We're going to get to you next. But everybody was talking like Chelsea was crazy like 2 years ago. And I don't see how they're getting punished for the crazy. It seems like it's working.
They're not getting punished. Nobody's getting punished.
Okay, Ronaldo, how you
feel?
They're
not getting punished because they spread the contracts out over 7 years.
Well, why can't we spread the tank like butter? Ronaldo, is Ineos being uncreative, lazy? Do you think they should be doing more? Did they? You know, what do you think about this transfer window?
They definitely need to be doing more, especially since they claim we are tight on cash. Champions League and Europa qualifications get us money. So, I mean, we're 10 points away from relegation. Honestly, I don't think we're getting relegated.
Nah.
But that's another caveat, too. If we get relegated,
we are. You know what also brings us money? You want to put money on it? Players at $350K a week.
We are done.
Yeah, but you know. Anyway, sorry, look, go ahead, Ronaldo. I'm sorry.
If money's the important thing, you got to prioritize winning Europa or trying to put it as high in the table as you can. So you're going to need reinforcements. I understand the trepidation of selling Garnacho.
Nice word.
We think in any other system, he has like a lot of potential. And we have some doubts that he could do the 10. I think he could do it. But anyway, we could get a cool $60 million for him and maybe repurpose that and get a right wing back and a left wing back, because we need a system. We don't have good ones right now. Mazraoui is not the best offensively. And Dalo, you know, he has shit for brains. And the other guys, what's his name? Shaw and Malacia, you know.
I forgot about them.
No, Shaw's allegedly supposed to come back, but let's not even bring that up.
Was the Malacia deal done? Is that a done deal?
No, not a done deal.
That they're trying to do it. There's nothing happened yet. Yeah, but they have to prioritize this window if they want to finish the season appropriately, try to win the Europa League. We need people in. So we have to figure out a way to get people out, to get people in.
I've got a real good option for Ineos here. Sell your fucking French club and invest it into Manchester United, you fucking asshole.
I forgot about that French club.
Sell both of those clubs.
How are they doing, by the way? Do we care?
Shit.
Nice are like fifth. I don't know what Lausanne.
Yeah, they're doing better than us.
Swiss football, but Nice are fifth.
Club. Some comments real quick from Beto. Everyone is selling properties, not just players. They're selling hotels, land, furniture, tickets, etc. If those players don't come good, that's going to bite them in the ass soon. Also from Beto, half of France's clubs are barely surviving and not going bankrupt. Not PSG bankruptcy. Lyon is going down next like Bordeaux.
And Brian, my man B says, Sean wins with comment of the night.
Ineos comments to sell the French clubs.
Yeah, that's it.
Sean be dropping gems.
Gems,
be more
though.
Specific.
Big gems. Yeah. He gonna drop a diss soon.
This track's coming soon.
Sean gonna be dissing Drake next. Ross Clot. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Got a toe to toe with Drake. It's fine.
It's funny when you don't have money, you really don't have options, though. You know what I'm saying? We're broke bees, and we're trying to compete with people who don't have a billion in debt, which is crazy. Only thing I have a problem with Ineos, gentlemen, is I feel like Sir Jim's focus is the stadium to cement his legacy. Mm. And
well, you got members. If he builds that stadium, that's going to make Man United a lot of fucking money. Lot of fucking money. You're talking about 100,000 seat stadium with all the amenities and all everything around it.
Yeah.
It's going to make Man United a lot of money.
With Millwall coming in there.
That's why he wants it. And that's why, Mikey's point, he's trying to get other people to pay for it.
Yeah, but we're going to watch Millwall and Queen's Park Ranger in that beautiful stadium. That's what
right
we're going
to
watch.
Right in that
stadium. We're going to be like, woo! Millwall ain't that crazy.
A ticket.
QPR.
It's a, you know, we got 5 minutes left. Great comments tonight. It's a crazy time, you know, because.
Wild time.
You know, I hear Ronaldo say that, you know, winning Europa should be the priority. And that's fair. Me personally, avoiding relegation is a priority. Exactly. I don't think we can afford that luxury of the FA Cup no more.
Financially, that's a priority, yep.
I don't say that again.
I said, who's winning Europa? We ain't winning Europa for shit.
But I get what he's saying
now
because
we don't
can't be Southampton. Fucking,
that's the
someone in the Europa League.
Funds wise, it makes sense.
Just how crazy we are, we'll fuck around and do well in that competition.
We'll see.
Yeah, we will finish this season 14th and end up going to the semifinal of Europa League, and Onana will miss the penalty.
But hey, he's not playing Thursday, by the looks of it, so we're good.
I haven't seen like an official.
It's not official. There's a lot of talk. A lot of talk.
About
it's
what?
Please come to me when stuff is official, man.
Not on the bench.
Hey, I came with a little thing about Rashford and Barcelona the other day, and now Sky Sports News and everyone is on that. So.
Yeah, but.
When there's one or two people talking about something, I get your point. But when the whole internet is talking about it,
Rashford ain't going nowhere. Rashford going to have to do a public apology. Rashford going. It's crazy that Rashford is putting out, I want to fight. Yeah, because nobody wants you, bro. Nobody wants you. I've been with Gal, be like, oh, what's up? I was like, what happened? Like, oh, he tripped. Like, really? Really? So what you want? What you want? Do we want to go silly shrimp at Redondo? Nah, I'm taking Becky. Becky and I'm going. It's cool. It's cool. Peace. But anyway, it's crazy times. You know, it's weird. You know, I don't even know how to react to this stuff no more, to tell you the truth. But my mind is fixated on this. Just don't get relegated. And I'll be happy. I know Amron got a raw deal. Terrible, terrible situation they put him in. We're broke. These players are washed. I mean, what can we expect at this point? I mean, we show up for the big clubs, and we can't count on that. Mm-mm. We can't count on that more. I'm going to go watch an Arsenal game, and all I'm saying in my mind is, I could have used this money on something else.
On the floor so much.
I don't know, guys. You know, go ahead.
I want to see us move some players this summer. Like, Casemiro's at 350K a week, or what, 300K a week? Like, he's not touching the field. Like, we just need to move a lot of this dead weight. That's what'll make me happy this summer.
It seems like we got better at signing players, but are still shit at selling them.
Yeah, we're just holding on to.
There's a lot though.
Players that aren't playing.
Don't you guys believe there's a lot involved with selling a player? First of all, they gotta want to leave, and someone's gonna want them. And when you're on 300 bags a week, you should.
Here's my thing. Why can't we just release them?
Because we broke.
I don't care about selling him.
You gotta be rich to take that loss. You know what I'm saying?
Like, he's on 350 grand a week. That's not exactly you're losing a lot of money, is it? The guy's 32 years old. Just, hey, bud.
You got to pay him out the rest of this contract. Yeah. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Over Casemiro. Like,
we just took 20 grand from the disabled fund. which is 40 grand. We took 20 of it. So you think they're going to be like, oh, we going to eat this 350 a week? No.
Yeah.
Well, you obviously say to him, look, we'll just release you. Like, he's only got a year left on his contract. So,
and Cass going to be like, pay me. He's like, yeah, release me. Pay me that money. And then Sir Jim going to be like,
we have to pay Ten Hag to $15 million. We have to pay him. We can't just be eating player contracts on release. They got to go for money.
Any comments to finish this?
2 million then. Fuck it.
Get ready to support Manchester United in the championship, guys.
I'm telling you, I'm going Millwall away. People's like, you ain't ready. It's like, man, I've been to L.A. County Jail, Twin Towers, for 3 months. I can handle Millwall away. I shouldn't even said that. Anyway, good show, guys. This is a good show.
Between L.A. County Jail and about 40 people coming at you with fucking...
Oh, bro. There's 200 guys in processing in LA County Jail with swastikas on their dicks.
I'm coming with you. I want to see it.
Anyway, we rolling deep though. I ain't gonna go by myself. I'm going teamed up, bro. I ain't no dumb dumb. Hey, good show. This has been a good episode. It was good. I hope every Red out there got something out of this. I want to thank everybody being part of this panel. Sean, Ronaldo, Logan, Mikey, my man Cheese. It is what it is. We're shit. Up the fucking Reds. Everybody have a good evening.
Blessings. We are shit. Hot shit.
And Mikey Douglas, only on LA Talk Radio.